Okay, so we're diving deep today into something I think a lot of people are thinking about these days, flexible scheduling, and how it really affects that work-life balance everybody's after. We're going to be looking at some excerpts you sent over from The Impact of Employee Scheduling Flexibility on Work-Life Balance.
That's the one.
I'm excited to kind of dig into this with you.
Yeah, this will be good.
I think, you know,
It's a hot topic.
it's a hot topic. Everybody
For
wants
sure.
flexible work, but
Right.
does it deliver?
Yeah, does it actually live up to all the hype?
Does it actually, you know, help people?
Right.
So,
Well, and the research that you've shared, like, I mean, it really does seem like
yeah.
more than just hype. It really seems like this can make a real difference in work-life balance.
Absolutely. Okay, so give me the highlights.
Yeah, so one of the things that really stood out to me was around stress reduction.
Okay.
Like, employees with flexible schedules reported like a significant
Yeah.
decrease. We're talking like a 20% drop.
Wow.
20%.
In stress levels specifically related to juggling work and personal life.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is a big number.
It is.
And I can see, you know, if you feel like you have some control over your own schedule, it's
Absolutely.
got to take a little pressure
For
off where
sure.
you're not, you know, constantly trying to scramble
Right.
to make appointments or
Exactly.
feeling bad about having to take care of things.
And your source even goes deeper and breaks down all these different types of flexible scheduling.
Okay.
One that seems to be like really popular is this compressed work week,
Okay.
where you know you work like 4 10-hour days instead of 5 8-hour days.
The 4-day work week.
Right.
Everybody's
Yeah.
talking about that these days.
I've seen a lot of buzz around
I
that.
have too.
And it seems to be a real hit, especially for
Yeah.
folks who just, they really value those long weekends,
Right.
you know, to travel,
Yeah.
to spend time with family.
Yeah.
That extra day can make a huge difference. Yeah,
Well,
it really could. So, okay, so less stress, long weekends.
yeah.
What other kind of benefits did your source talk about?
Well, we can't forget the impact on the company itself.
Okay.
Increased flexibility has actually been linked to higher job satisfaction
Interesting.
and even like a decrease in employee turnover.
So happier employees who don't quit as much.
Exactly.
That sounds like a win for everybody involved.
It really does. And it kind of makes sense if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
When people feel like their company really trusts them and respects their need for that balance,
Yeah.
they're going to be more engaged
Yes.
and more committed to their work.
Absolutely. And I feel like this is all really relevant right now
Totally.
when like everybody's talking about work-life balance.
It's a top priority for so many people.
It is. I mean, the,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah.
that traditional 9 to 5,
Right.
it doesn't work for everybody anymore.
I think people are really looking for more autonomy,
Yeah.
flexibility, you know, in how, when, and where they work.
Absolutely. I'm curious, have you worked in a place that offered a flexible schedule?
You know, I haven't actually,
Mm.
but reading through all this research with you,
Yeah.
it really has gotten me thinking.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said for that kind of culture
Right.
where the company really, you know, values the well-being of the employees.
Yeah, I think so. So it seems like flexible scheduling.
Yeah.
This isn't just like a trendy perk. This is really a potential game changer
I think so.
for individuals and companies.
Yeah, and this kind of brings up another question
Okay.
that I think is worth thinking about.
Hmm.
How might all these different types of flexible scheduling impact an employee's experience differently?
That's
Like,
interesting.
for example, would somebody who thrives on collaboration feel differently about a fully remote setup
Right.
versus somebody who prefers to work independently?
That's a great point. That's
Yeah.
something to really consider.
Yeah.
So there's no like one size fits all approach here.
Right.
So as you continue to think about your own work life or even just, you know, workplace trends in general,
For sure.
keep those nuances in mind.
Yeah.
It's not just about offering flexibility.
Right.
It's about offering the right kind of
Nope,
flexibility for
absolutely.
the right people
Yeah.
in the right situations.
I agree.
Well, this has been a really interesting conversation.
Yeah, this was a good one.
I've enjoyed diving into this with you.
Me too. What's given me a lot to think about?
I think it's given us both a lot to think about.
Yeah, for sure.
Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This has been another deep dive.
It has.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.